The Toronto Police Service, TPS, said it has laid additional charges and made a second arrest in connection to a ticket scam that targeted hopeful attendees of Taylor Swift's Eras Tour concerts in Toronto last year. Police alleged a woman using the alias Denise Blackhawk, real name Denise Tizer, sold just under $70,000 worth of fraudulent tickets on Facebook Marketplace to 28 victims. The fake tickets were advertised for various dates and seat locations for Swift's 6 Toronto concerts at the Rogers Centre. After a victim would agree upon a price, the accused would instruct the victim to send an e-transfer, police reported. Tizer, 44, allegedly told purchasers their tickets would be transferred in the days leading up to Swift's concerts. However, no legitimate tickets for Swift's Eras Tour would ever arrive. When victims would request a refund, police said Tizer told them the money was already gone. Tizer, of Burlington, Ont., was allegedly selling fraudulent Swift tickets as early as August 2023, when tickets for the Toronto concerts were first available. In November, Tizer was charged with fraud over $5,000, possession of property obtained by a crime over $5,000, as well as 32 counts of fraud under $5,000 and 32 counts of property obtained by a crime under $5,000. On Wednesday, TPS said Tizer now faces additional charges of fraud over $5,000, possession of property obtained by a crime over $5,000 and 8 new counts of both fraud under $5,000 and property obtained by a crime under $5,000. Police additionally announced the arrest of a second person, 56-year-old David Lloyd Blake, also of Burlington, in connection to the ticket scam. Blake was charged with 19 counts of possession of property obtained by crime over $5,000. Both accused persons are scheduled to appear at the Ontario Court of Justice on February 21. Toronto police said they believe there may be more victims and are working with the Halton Regional Police Service in the ongoing investigation. None of the allegations have been tested in court, and Tizer and Blake are considered innocent until proven guilty.